This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president is preparing to visit Washington this week in what would be his first known trip outside of the country since Russia's invasion started in February. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Three AP sources confirmed Vladimir Zelensky's highly sensitive trip, which they say could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit said to include an address to Congress Wednesday and a meeting with President Biden. Zelensky said in his nightly address, it's a key week for Ukraine to secure what it needs for the long winter fight. His visit comes as Congress is set to vote on a spending bill that includes about $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine, the biggest American infusion yet. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Australia's foreign minister is in China for talks seeking to mend a long break in high-level ties that have prompted trade sanctions and political frictions. On arriving in Beijing, Penny Wong thanked China for the invitation, which comes on the anniversary of 50 years of official diplomatic relations between the nations. Wong said she looked forward to discussing important issues. She was due to meet with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi later Wednesday. A large swath of the United States braced for a dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions already hammering the Northwest and expected to disrupt plans for millions of holiday travelers. Bitter cold and heavy snow are forecast to hit the plains and upper Midwest. Some places in the northern U.S. could see wind chills approaching 70 degrees below zero. This is VOA News. Tensions remain high at the U.S.-Mexico border amid uncertainty over the future of restrictions on asylum seekers. The Biden administration on Tuesday asked the Supreme Court not to lift the limits before Christmas. The U.S. government made its plea in a filing a day after Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary order to keep the pandemic-era limits on migrants in place. The restrictions had been slated to expire Wednesday. One El Paso resident who's been bringing food and blankets to migrants on the streets says they're trying to help, but there are so many.
It's just a hard thing, you know. It's hard to see them out here. You know, they tell us to keep our pets inside, but, you know, you got humans out here sleeping outside in like 28-degree weather, so it kind of breaks our heart. It's overwhelming. My wife sometimes cries because she's overwhelmed with, like, so many people that are here.
Mexico plans to ask the United States for billions to fund solar projects. AP correspondent Norman Hall has our story.
A Chinese health official.
Mexico's Foreign Relations Secretary says Mexico plans to ask President Joe Biden for as much as $48 billion in financing for solar projects. Mexico hopes to build solar energy parks in the northern border state of Sonora. It hopes to receive some of the funding from NAD Bank, the North American Development Bank, which funds green development projects. But the U.S. and Canada accuse President Andres Manuel López Obrador of trying to favor Mexico's state-owned utility over plants built by foreign and private investors, something that is forbidden under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Pact. I'm Norman Hall.
China is limiting how it defines COVID deaths in official counts. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A Chinese health official says Beijing only counts deaths from pneumonia or respiratory failure in its official COVID-19 death toll. A narrow definition that limits the number of deaths reported as an outbreak of the virus surges following the easing of pandemic-related restrictions. Deaths that occur in patients with pre-existing illnesses are not counted here. The head of infectious disease at Peking University's number one hospital says China's always been conservative in how it counts illnesses. In most countries, including the US, any death where COVID-19 is a factor or contributor is counted as COVID-19 related. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful earthquake that rocked a rural stretch of the Northern California coast has cut off power to nearly 60,000 homes and businesses and damaged roads and homes. 12 injuries have been reported from the magnitude 6.4 earthquake that hit early Tuesday near Ferndale. Ferndale is a small community some 200 miles northwest of San Francisco and close to the Pacific coast. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.